ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹா. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹா. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் பாதா 2 சாப்டர் 3 சந்தியாதிகரணம். சந்தியே சிருஷ்டிஹி ஆஹஹீம் நிர்மாதாரம் ச ஏகே புத்ராதயஸ்ச மாயா மாத்ரம் து கார்ஸ்ன்யேன அனபிவ்யக்த ஸ்வரூபத்வாத் சூசகஸ்ச ஹி ஸ்ருதேஹே ஆசக்ஷதே ச தத்விதஹ பராபித்யானாத்து திரோஹிதம் ததோ ஹ்யஸ்ய பந்த விபர்யயௌ தேஹயோகாத்வா சஹா அபி தத் அபாவாதிகரணம். தத் அபாவோ நாடீஷு தத் ஸ்ருதேஹே ஆத்மனிச அத பிரபோத அஸ்மாத் கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஷப்த வித்யாதிகரணம். ச ஏவ து கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஸ்மிருதி ஷப்த விதிப்யஹ முக்தே அர்த்தசம்பத்தியதிகரணம். முக்தே அர்த்தசம்பத்திஹி பரிசேஷாத் உபயலிங்காதிகரணம். ந ஸ்தானதோபி பரஸ்ய உபலயிங்கம் உபயலிங்கம் சர்வத்ர ஹி ந வேதாதிதி சேத் ந ப்ரத்யேகம் அதத்வஜனாத் அபி ச ஏவ மேகே அரூபவத் ஏவ ஹி தத் ப்ரதானத்வாத் ப்ரகாஷவச்ச அவைய்யத்யம் ஆஹ ச தன்மாத்ரம் தர்ஷயதி சாதோ அபி ஸ்மர்யதே அத ஏவ சோபமா சூரியகாதிவத் அம்புவத் அக்ரஹணாத்து ந ததாத்வம் புத்தி ஹ்ராசபாக்த்வம் அந்தர்பாவாத் உபய சாமஞ்சஸ்யாத் ஏவம் தர்ஷனாச்ச பிரகிருதை தாவத்வாதிகரணம். பிரகிருதை தாவத்வம் ஹி பிரதிஷேததி ததோப்ரவீதி ச பூயஹ தத் அவ்யக்தமாஹ இஹி அபி ச சம்ராதனே பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானாப்யாம் பிரகாஷாதிவச்ச அவைசேஷ்யம் பிரகாஷஸ்ச கர்மணி அப்யாசாத் அதஹா அனந்தேன ததாஹி லிங்கம் உபய விபதேஷாத்து அஹிகுண்டலவத் பிரகாஷ ஆஶ்ரயவத் வா தேஜஸ்த்வாத் பூர்வவத்வா பிரதிஷேதாச்ச பராதிகரணம். பரமதா சேதூன்மானசம்பந்தபேதவிபதேசேப்யஹ சாமான்யாத்து புத்யர்த்தஹ பாதவத் ஸ்தானவிசேஷாத் பிரகாஷாதிவத் உபபத்தேஷ்ச. 35th சூத்ரா, செகண்ட் பாதா, தேர்ட் சாப்டர், 353rd ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. We went through the general analysis of this sutra yesterday, and now I will give you the word analysis of this sutra. Upapatyescha. Upapatyescha, from the reasoning also, and we have to supply, this is the conclusion. The significance of the word upapatyehe means reasoning here. So one should not blindly take all the vakyas in the Veda equally. It talks about Bheda Sambandha, Abheda Sambandha, Bheda Abheda Sambandha, and one should not take all of them equally, but one should use one's intelligence before taking the right view. From the reasoning also, we come to Bheda is Aupadhika. Differences are non-factual, and Cha, Cha means also. Because another support Vyasacharya gives in the next sutra, so this is connection with the next sutra we will read. Tathanya pratishedhat, tathanya pratishedhat, 36th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 354th running Brahma Sutra. Further, Shruti denies expressly that there is any other entity besides Brahma. பிரம்மை வேதம் சர்வம், ஆத்மை வேதம் சர்வம், திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வேரியஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் இன் தி உபனிஷஸ். பிரம்மன் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல். சப்போஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் கான்ஃபிடென்ட் அபவுட் ரீசனிங், லெட் அஸ் சே வேத வாக்கியம், Beda, Beda Vakyam, Aveda Vakyam, all those are there. Whether all these statements should be taken equally or not, let us say that is our question. Can we give all the three equal status? If one should be given better status, each is the best one. Each one by itself is considered best one. So Veda itself helps us to select the best. It introduces all three and negates all other than Advaitam. So Dvaitam is negated specifically, and Advaitam is never followed by the negation of Advaitam. Dvaitam is negated specifically. Advaitam is never followed by the negation of Advaitam. How can you treat negated Dvaitam and unnegated Advaitam on equal footing? Is the question. In Kathopanishad, Manasai Vedam Aptam Aptavyan Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Mrityoho na mrityam gacchati ya iham na neva pashyati. We have seen these shlokas in Kathopanishad. And Neti Neti, famous shloka, Vivakyam Visa in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And there is no akasa, there is no bhumi, all that we have also come across quoted earlier in Kaivalya Upanishad. So there are endless statements that negate Dvaitam. And this is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Tathanya pratishedhat. That is the sutra. Tatha, tatha means moreover. Anya pratishedhat. Since a second thing is negated by the Shruti, difference is not acceptable. Because second thing is negated. So difference is not acceptable. Beda is not acceptable. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Tatha. Tatha means moreover. Previously, logic is given, and here Shruti Pramana is given in support of Advaitam. That is why moreover. Anya pratishedhat. Anyaha. Anyaha means a second thing. Bedaha in general. And pratishedhat means negation. It is done in different ways, both directly and indirectly. They are negated. Whichever deity, for example, one meditates upon, that is not final truth. These are all bombshells. Whichever deity a person meditates upon is not the final truth. In Upasana, you dwell upon the Lord. Vedanta gives a violent jolt also. And what is that? Yes, Upasyam is not the ultimate truth. Whatever you do Upasana on is not the ultimate truth. Whatever you do puja on is not ultimate truth. Vedanta does not say Upasana is useless. We should be careful. It doesn't say Upasana is useless, but it says that is not the ultimate truth. Vedanta says Upasana has to take you up to a level only. A time should come for one to come to that knowledge. That is yat drishyam tat mithya. Yat drishyam tat mithya, including the objectified Bhagavan. Including the objectified Bhagavan is mithya. Objectified Bhagavan is what? Is vyavaharika satyam only. Bhagavan must be aham, brahma, asmi, period. Until you understand this, you do not reach your goal at all. Dvaitam is meant for enjoyment up to the level of moksha. Up to that. And for gaining moksha, you have to realize Advaitam through knowledge. Dvaitam is delusion before knowledge. Once knowledge is attained through enquiry, you revive Dvaitam, and with the knowledge, you realize that Dvaitam is relative reality. And the taste of Advaita Bhakti has got a different taste. You will realize only one feels it. Advaita increases love, because there is no dvesham at all. Therefore, one need not be afraid of Advaitam. One should be a person will be a better person in the field of reality in Advaitam. Another indirect method of seeing is that whoever sees duality, Upanishad says, is an ignorant person. Duality is seen by ignorant person. That means duality is not a fact. And Advaitam is satyam and duality is mithya. Mithya means we should be very careful. It's not unreal. It is vyavaharika satyam. Now let us go to the next sutra. Anena sarvagatatvam ayama shabdadibhyah. Anena sarvagatatvam ayama shabdadibhyah. 37th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 355th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Vyasacharya, he says, whoever talks, takes actually duality as reality in localized Brahman or God, their concept of God will be something located somewhere. God should be located someplace, Kailasa, Vaikuntha, all those places. Other than Advaitins, all will localize Lord. He will give a location. He will verbally say, Anantaya Namaha, Achyutaya Namaha, Anantaya Namaha, he will say every day. And Advaitins alone will see the full meaning of Ananta. The thought of Lord being located will not see the full meaning. It will not, go from the Bhedavadis. The thought of Lord being located, whether it is Vaikuntha, Kailasa, Sakti Loka, anywhere, that will not go from Bhedavadis. Once Bhagavan is localized, moksha will require a journey, requiring a special path. There in Kailasa or Vaikuntha will be a great crowd with a path being very small, because only a small number of people will go, and number of people to enter will be more, who may be desirous of going there. And once Bhagavan is localized, journey is involved, and moksha will be a product in time. It will be an event in time. It will never be a fact obtaining now, and should be also after death. Advaitin alone can avoid this, and all others can never avoid this trap. Bhagavan is everywhere. Then why should you go anywhere to pray him? Therefore, Vyasacharya says in this sutra, in Dvaitam, Mithyatvam alone is Satyam. In Advaitam alone, Brahman is all-pervading and there is no second thing. You cannot say Brahman is not all-pervading. You cannot do so because Shruti clearly says Brahman is all-pervading. All-pervading Brahman can be accommodated only if Dvaitam is not a fact. Now we will see the word analysis of this sutra. What is the sutra? Anena sarvagatatvam ayamam shabdadibhyah. Anena, by this means what all those things, sarvagatatvam, all pervasiveness of Brahman is also explained that we should supply. Anena only is there. And ayama shabdadibhyah, all pervasiveness is known from the words which reveal the extent of Brahman. All pervasiveness is known. It's not in the sutra, we have to supply. From the words which reveal the extent of Brahman. This is the running meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Anena, anena means only by this. Advaitam satyam and dvaitam mithya. Only by seeing the reality of Advaitam and mithyatvam of Advaitam, all pervasiveness of Brahman will be established. If Bhagavan is one of the things, Bhagavan can never be all-pervading. If Bhagavan is one of the things, Bhagavan can never be all-pervading. Ayama Shabdaha, the size, the extent, the measurement, the pervasion. There are many words in the sutra. Sarvagatam is there actually in Mundaka Upanishad. We have already seen this in the first chapter, first section, sixth mantra. Yatadadreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshushrotram, tadapanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susukshmam, tadavyayam, yadbhutayonim, paripashyanti dhiraha, sarvagatam. And also sarvagatasthanuhu. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Krishna says, so sarvagata shabdaha, achedyoyam, adakyoyam, akledyo shoshyayevacha, nityaha sarvagataha sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha sarvagata sthanuhu. So with this, the sarvagatatvam is mentioned in so many places in Shruti, Spruti, everywhere. So with this, the 37th sutra, we have completed the 7th adhikaranam, the penultimate adhikaranam of the second pada. we have seen that the second pada is devoted to tatpada and tvampada artha mahavakyam tatvamasi. We already went through this discussion, because understanding tatvamasi mahavakyam is the means of knowledge. Tatvamasi mahavakyam should be clearly understood. That will be the only means of knowledge. Therefore, the means of liberation, means of knowledge means, means of liberation. Of this, in the first 10 sutras, Tvam Padartha was analyzed. And it was pointed out that primary meaning of Tvam Padartha, that is Vachyartha, primary meaning, literal meaning of the word Tvam, is Saguna Chaitanyam. The Chaitanyam with varieties of attributes, Sagunam, especially inferior attributes like Alpajnatvam, Alpeshwaratvam, Alpavyapakatvam, all those. And these attributes are caused by the Upadhi or Shariratrayam, Stula Shariram, Sukhma Shariram, Karana Shariram. And this Saguna Chaitanyam is Tvampada Vachyartha. It is the literal meaning of Tvampada. And the Tvampada Lakshyartha, the implied meaning, is Nirguna Chaitanyam only. And this is arrived by understanding the fact that consciousness is really asangaha, relationless. It cannot take any attributes. Just as the space cannot take any attribute because of its intrinsic asanga swarupam. The intrinsic asanga swarupam of space will not lend itself to take any attributes. The Chaitanyam cannot be sagunam, and therefore Saguna Chaitanyam is born out of misconception. Even Saguna Nirguna Chaitanyam also, we are now trying to talk, Saguna Chaitanyam is also born out of misconception. So Tvam Padartha is Saguna Chaitanyam to whom? For the ignorant people who have not understood the asanga nature of Chaitanyam at all. So Tvam Padartha Saguna Chaitanyam is only for ignorant people. They have not understood the avasthatraya sakshi swarupam of Chaitanyam, and therefore from the standpoint of those people, those ignorant people who have understood the nature of Chaitanyam, they know, for those people who have realized the nature, they know Tvam refers to Nirguna Chaitanyam only, which is intimately in the body, but which is not polluted by any of the impurities associated with the body. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na me dvesha ragav, na me lobha mohav. Acharya says all this. It is not touched by any attributes. It does not have any of the three karmas. Agami karma, sanchita karma, or even prarabdha karma to be exhausted. Even the idea of exhausting prarabdha is a misconception. Even the idea of exhausting prarabdha is a misconception. When Chaitanyam has no kartrutvam, where is sanchita, where is agami, where is prarabdha? If there is no prarabdha, where is the question of exhaustion of prarabdha? Shankaracharya says in Viveka Chudamani, Ajnani janabodhartham prarabdham vakti vaishrutihi. Ajnani janabodhartham. Therefore, there is no question of jnani exhausting prarabdha, because jnani knows that he is nirguna chaitanya. Thus, tvampada lakshyartha is lakshyartha and vachyartha. Vachyartha literal meaning, lakshyartha is implied meaning. So the tvampada lakshyartha is said as nirguna chaitanyam only in the first 10 sutras of this big adhikarana. And from the 11th sutra up to 24th sutra, Tatpada Lakshyartha was pointed out that Paramatma is also the consciousness without any attribute. What we are doing is summarizing this seventh adhikarana. So I am trying to give where what is discussed, so that when we go to the next adhikarana, we will have the context in perspective. So from the 11th sutra up to 24th sutra, the Tatpada Lakshyartha was pointed out that Paramatma is also the consciousness without any attribute. Nirguna Chaitanyam. Therefore, all the superior positive attributes given to Paramatma is born out of this conception only. All those Kalyana Gunas and all those things. Our Paramatma is also born out of misconception. Asthulam, Ananu, Ahrasvam, Adhirgam, Alohitam, Achayam, Asneham, Atamo Vayu, Anakasham, all those things. So the definition of Brahma Chaitanyam is incapable of any attribute, and therefore Sagunam Brahman is a misconception. And then the Neti Neti Vakyam of Brihadaranyaka was taken later and was shown that Shruti itself negates all attributes from Paramatma, and therefore Paramatma is not Ubhayalingam. He is no Nirguna Sagunam and all that. It is Nirgunam period. Paramatma is not Saguna Nirgunatmakam, but is only Nirgunatmakam. Only Nirgunam only. Sagunatvam is a Brahma. It's an illusion, it's a delusion. It's a Brahma. Therefore, Tvam Padartha reveals Nirguna Chaitanyam. Tvam Padartha reveals Nirguna Chaitanyam. Tat Padartha also, it reveals Nirguna Chaitanyam only. Therefore, there are no differentiating attributes between Tvampada and Tatpada. In the Lakshyartha, both of them, there is no difference. Asipada, Aikyam. There are differentiating attributes between Jivatma and Paramatma. Differentiating attributes are seen because of Ajnana, ignorance. That which is seen by an Ajnani is Vachyartham, literal meaning. And that which is seen by Jnani is Lakshyartham, implied meaning. Once Jnani learns to see Lakshyartha, in his vision, there is only Aikyam, which was pointed out in the Sutras 25 and 26. Thus, the entire Pada is Mahavakya Vichara Padaha, Tattvam Padartha Shodhana Padaha, inquiry into the Tatpada and Tvampada, and having revealed the Aikyam in 25 and 26, Sutra number 25 and 26, from 27th Sutra to 37th Sutra, last Sutra, Vyasacharya negated all other interpretations of the Mahavakya. One interpretation is Beda-Abhedavada, and another is Bedavada. So both Beda-Abhedavada, Purvapaksha, and Bedavada, Purvapaksha, they were refuted in Sutras 27 to 37. This Mahavakya Vichara is successfully completed in the 7th Adhikarana. In the introduction of the 7th Adhikarana, we mentioned that the inquiry is on the Mahavakya Vichara. That is successfully completed in this Adhikarana. Now, Vyasacharya wants to remind that this Aikyam is only from the Paramarthika Drishti. Aikyam is the absolute truth. But we should know in Vyavaharika Drishti, transaction, we should accept Jivatma, Paramatma, Beda, we should accept in Vyavaharika Drishti. So see, Jivatma, Paramatma, Beda is Vyavaharika Satyam. Therefore, if word Mithya confuses someone, replace it with Vyavaharika Satyam. This I mentioned earlier. A lot of people do not like the word Mithya. What is this Mithya stuff? So we want to call it also as Satyam, and it is Vyavaharika Satyam. And in Vyavaharika Satyam, I am all the time functioning either as what? As a Pramata, or a Karta, or a Bhokta, except during sleep. Normally, sleep is not a problem when you sleep well. So in Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, I am either Bhokta, Experiencer, or Karta, Doer, or Pramata, Nova. So remember, Jnani itself is a status of Pramata only. Jnani itself is a status of Pramata. Tvampada Lakshyartha, Pramata is not. So Tvampada Lakshyartha is not a Jnani. Tatpada Lakshyartha is not a Jnani. Jnani is always Pramata. That is why we say Sarvajna Ishwara is also Pramata. Alpajna Jiva is also Pramata. A Pramatru Brahma is neither Sarvajna nor Alpajna. Therefore, when I do Vyavahara, even as a Jnani, I am a Vachyartha Jivaha only. And I do Vyavahara even as a Jnani. I am a vachyartha jivaha only. And I cannot escape being vyavaharika karta or bhokta or pramata. I may be paramarthika akarta, but vyavaharika karta bhokta. And what is my wish? When I exhaust prarabdha as a vyavaharika jiva, as a vyavaharika pramata, as a vyavaharika jnani, I don't want to forget Vedanta because Pramata has got the problem of forgetfulness. We cannot get out of that. Vyavaharika problem or Paramarthika problem forgetfulness is. Whose problem it is? In Paramarthika, there is no Pramata itself. Then where is the question of forgetfulness in Paramarthika Drishti? Therefore, Vyavaharika Pramata, this Jnani, who is exhausting prarabdha, even he requires the grace of the Lord. The Vyavaharika Pramata, this Jnani, is a Pramata, Vyavaharika Pramata, this Jnani, who is exhausting prarabdha, the Vyavaharika Jiva, even he requires the grace of the Lord. Oh Lord. So even the Jnani, when he wants to teach the class, what he will do? Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, he will also pray. Oh Lord, may I not forget this teaching. As long as I continue as a pramata during the prarabdham days, I need the blessings of the Lord. Thus, jnanam requires Ishwara anugraha. Jnana palam requires Ishwara anugraha. Non-forgetfulness requires Ishwara anugraha. And of course, all the karmas for chitta shuddhi, they require the blessings of Ishwara. And all the kamya karmas to produce swargadi palams also require Ishwara anugraha. This blessing Ishwara is tatpada vachyartha, not lakshyartha, tatpada vachyartha. Omniscient Ishwara who blesses the four types of bhaktas. Who are the four types of bhaktas? From Bhagavad Gita, artha bhaktam, arthati bhaktam, jigyasu bhaktam, and jnani bhakta. And that Ishwara who blesses them is Tatpada Vachyartha, not Lakshyartha. Saguna Ishwara only. Saguna Ishwara only blesses. That Saguna Ishwara has not been dealt with. And therefore, in the seventh Adhikaranam, that Saguna Ishwara was not dealt with. Therefore, in the eighth Adhikaranam, Vyasacharya comes down to Vyavaharika plane, warning the student, do not get confused between Vyavaharika and Paramarthika Drishti. And therefore, even a Jnani, if he is starting Vedanta Pata, what type of Jnani he will be? At this state, in Vyavaharika level. Vyavaharika Pramata Jnani, Vyavaharika Karta Jnani, and he starts the Vedanta Pata. And therefore, he requires Lord's blessings also. Ishwara anugraha he needs for successful completion of his course. So if one has to ask, I am Brahman, why should I pray before teaching? There is no teaching for Brahman at all. Therefore, the moment I start teaching, I am in Vyavaharika plane. Therefore, better one prays to the Lord and seek his blessings. And the Advaitins have no problem in this regard at all. He will do puja and start the class also and say, oh, you are God. So if you don't capture the teaching properly, there'll be confusion, all those things. One beginning puja, one ending puja, all that thing he will do. If you are God, why do you worship God? What is the answer? I am God, Paramarthika Drishtya. I worship God, Vyavaharika Drishtya. And where is the confusion? Therefore, Vyasacharya comes to Vyavaharika plane and establishes Jiva Ishwara Bedaha in this Adhikaran. And if there is Beda, what is the relationship? It is that Vyavaharika Jiva is Karma Karta, Karma Pala Bhokta. And then who is Ishwara? Jiva is Karma Karta, Karma Pala Bhokta. And Ishwara is? Ishwara is neither Karma Karta nor Karma Pala Bhokta, but Ishwara is Karma Pala Data. Therefore, after doing karma, one will receive the karma palam given by Ishwara. This is the essence of the next adhikaranam, eighth adhikaranam, called phala adhikaranam. Phala adhikaranam. Phala means result. Let us read this. It has 38 to 41 sutras. Phalamata upapattehe. Third chapter, second pada, 38th sutra, 356th running Brahma Sutra. Phalamata upapattehe. Another characteristic of Brahman is established here. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya establishes Ishvara as a separate intelligence principle, which Ishvara is different from Jivatma and is different from Jagat. And this Jiva Jagat Vilakshana, see, Vilakshana is different from Jivatma, and is that the Jiva Jagat Vilakshana Ishvara alone can give results of action. Neither Jiva nor Jagat can give Karmapalam. Jiva cannot be Karmapala Dhata because Jiva's knowledge is too limited. Jiva does not even know how many factors are involved, which is proved every day. When there is a crime, that criminal is to be prosecuted, and for one crime argument in the court, it goes on for years. Ultimately, the result comes. Sometimes the wrong result, wrong person is punished. Millions of jivarasis are there. Trillions of crimes are committed. And how can the jiva give the punishment or give karmapala? He can never be a karmapala data. If jiva is allowed to decide the karmapala, the judgment will not be perfect. The selection of person to decide may not be perfect. No jiva will judge against oneself because raga, dvesha, those problems will come. And because of his alpagyatvam, limited knowledge, jiva cannot be karmapala dhata. We cannot hand this job to Jagat, which is achetanam and which cannot think and give appropriate karmapala. So jiva cannot do, not capable enough. Jagat cannot do because Jagat is achetanam. It cannot think and it cannot give appropriate karma phala. We cannot say karma will give result on its own because karma being jadatpad, it is also jadam. Therefore, Ishvara alone can be karma phala data, being sarvajnaha, sarvasaktiman, sarvagataha. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now we will do the word analysis. First, we will see the running meaning. Phalamata upapattehe. 38th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 356th running Brahma Sutra. Phalam means the result of action comes from ataha, from Lord alone. Ataha refers to Lord. Upapattehe, that is reasonable. We will see the significance of the words. This is the running meaning. Phalam means we have drishta phalam, drishta karma palam and adrishta karma palam. Both are there. How can the human beings know adrishta palam when they are not able to know even the drishta palam? So for example, if you're a doctor, the knife is used by the doctor, and during an operation or something of a person, the person dies. And another person, he also uses a knife, he's a dacoit, and he kills a person. And in this situation, one goes free and another gets punishment. Ataha, here it's a pronoun. From this one means what? Paramatma or Ishvara is the question. Tatpada vachyartha paramatma is different from vachyartha jivatma. Tatpada vachyartha paramatma is different from vachyartha jivatma. Vachyartha Paramatma, which was seen identical with Jivatma, is now seen as different from Jivatma in this sutra. Vachyartha Paramatma, which was seen identical with Jivatma, is now seen as different. Upapattehe, logic or reason or propriety. This is a reasonable conclusion to see it that way. Vachyartha Paramatma, seen as identical with Jivatma, is now seen different. That is logical. Karmapala Dhata requires two important qualifications. What are the qualifications he requires? Namely, number one, He should have chetanatvam, should be a sentient being. And number two, sarvagatatvam. These two qualifications are not there with jiva and jagat. Jiva has got chetanatvam, but does not have sarvagatatvam. Jagat does not have both chetanatvam as well as sarvagatatvam. So both cannot do this to play the role of karma paladhata. Next sutra, Shrutatvatcha, 39th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 357th running Brahma Sutra. And another characteristic of Brahman is now established. In the previous sutra, Vyasacharya said that it is logical that there should be one Ishvara as karma pala dhata. Like that, why cannot we have an automatic karma pala dhata, a programmed karma pala dhata, a mechanized karma pala dhata? This is not possible. Since even automatic machines, they require a person behind to operate the machine. It appears as though computers do every job, but there should be a person behind the computer to feed the input, to do the learning process of the computer. And if there is a cosmic computer that gives karma phala based on the information fed into them, again, there should be a person to feed this data, which is also Ishvara only. He only maintains the account of the karma of every individual. We can only arrive at the logical possibility and necessity, and logic does not prove the existence of Ishvara, because Ishvara is beyond human instruments of cognition. Our supporting reasoning is not the proof for the existence of Ishvara. Whatever supporting reasoning we have is not the proof for the existence of Ishvara. Now, we need a pramanam for existence of Ishvara. Because if Ishvara is to be the karma phala data, then we need a pramanam for the existence of Ishvara. And that is given in this sutra, that Shastra is the pramanam for the existence of Ishvara. So Shastra pramanam, Shruti pramanam. Logic supports the existence of Ishvara. This is called Sambhavana Yuktihi. Logic supports the existence of Ishvara. We require a pramanam. And what is that pramanam? So logic is not pramanam. It supports the existence, but it's not pramanam. And that pramanam is, what is that pramanam, is said here. The proof of existence of God is Shastra pramanam only. And therefore, Vyasacharya says, Shrutatvacha is the sutra. Not only the logic supports, but also Shruti reveals. We should be careful in how we present this. Not only logic supports, but Shruti reveals. Shruti only can reveal. Pramanam. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Supported by logic, revealed by Shruti. Now we will see the word analysis. Shrutat vat cha. So this is also, we should supply, because Shruti also reveals this. This is the running meaning. We have to supply all the missing things. See the significance of the words. Next. Shrutat vat means Shruti pramanat. So how do we complete that sentence now? Because of the Shruti Pramanam, what is the conclusion? Karma Palam comes from Ishvara, who is different from Alpajna Jiva and Jada Jagat. That is how we should complete that sentence. Karma Palam comes from Ishvara only, who is different from Alpajna Jiva and Jada Jagat. And this is so because of what? Shruti Pramanam. Shruti says so. And the word cha means also. Why also? Because in the previous sutra, Yukti Pramana has been given. And now Shruti Pramanam is given in this sutra. So two pramanas are there, Yukti Pramanam and Shruti Pramana. Shruti Pramana is primary and Yukti Pramana is secondary, supporting logic as we mentioned earlier. It is a supporting logic. Incidentally, this supporting logic for existence of Ishvara is elaborately discussed in Keno Upanishad Bhashya. Shankaracharya discusses in Keno Upanishad Bhashyam elaborately the supporting logic for existence of Ishvara. In Keno Upanishad, we have actually two Bhashyams. In all other Upanishads, we have only one Bhashyam, whereas in Keno Upanishad, there are two Bhashyams. One is the Pada Bhashyam and another is the Vakya Bhashyam. And in the Vakya Bhashyam, in the third chapter of Keno Upanishad, the famous story comes where the Devas and Asuras are fighting and God appearing as an Yaksha. Here in the introduction to the third chapter, Brahmaha Devebhyo Vijigye. That is what is said there. Brahmaha Devebhyo Vijigye Tasyaha Brahmano Vijaye Deva Amahiyantha. So that is a sloka. So Brahmaha Devebhyo Vijigye, that statement comes. There Shankaracharya gives a very elaborate commentary to establish logically the existence of Ishvara. But we should remember what? That logic is not independent logic, but Shruti-backed logic, supported by Shruti. You may refer to actually the Keno Upanishad lecture where we have discussed all this. It's all in our site, yagyam.org. And the chakara is the conjunction of the two pramanas, yukti pramanam and shruti pramanam. Yukti pramanam of the previous sutra and shruti pramanam of this sutra. Now let us go to the next sutra. Dharmam jaiminihi ata eva. 40th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 358 running Brahma Sutra. Here Vyasacharya says, my own disciple, who is that? Jaimini. He himself unfortunately holds a different opinion than me. His own student, disciple, Jaimini. He has a different opinion than Vyasacharya. And Jaimini is a Purva Mimamsaka. We have said this earlier also in some other context. Jaimini is a Purva Mimamsaka. And his Purva Mimamsa Bhashyam is very famous Bhashyam. And he rises actually a Purva Paksha. And according to him, Karma Palam is not given by God. According to Jaimini, Karma Palam is not given by God. The Purva Mimamsakas, they do not accept Ishvara at all. And what do they say? They say, this actual discussion we have gone through earlier in some other context, as I mentioned. They say that every karma produces an invisible force called adrishtam or apurvam. Every karma that a person does, it produces an invisible force which is called adrishtam or apurvam. Karma is completed and it produces an invisible force called adrishtam, according to Purva Mimamsakas. And the technical word used here is apurva. It is, and there is another word also is there, that is dharma. Therefore here dharma is equal to apurvam, is equal to adrishtam, is equal to avyakta punya papa. So all this, the sutra uses the word dharma, and dharma is equal to apurvam, apurvam is equal to adrishtam, adrishtam is equal to avyakta punya papa, the invisible punya and papa. That is adrishtam, means invisible. That force is generated when you do a karma. And that invisible apurva or dharma or whatever we call it, adrishtam, that will remain, and at the appropriate time, it will fructify and will produce drishta sukham or dukkham and or dukkham. This even after millions of creations, this is endless. Even after millions of creations, the karma pala can produce results. I might have some sanchita punyam papam, which will fructify, not even in the next janma, it may fructify in the next srishti. may not be even next srishti, but even after 60, 50, 60 srishti creations, the karma phala can come after such a long time. There is a Purana called Spriti Grantha called Brahma Vivarta Purana, and that says, Avashyam Yeva Bhoktavyam Kritam Karma Shubhashubham Nabuktam Kriyate Karma Kalpa Koti Shatairapi. Kalpa Koti Shatairapi. Even after millions of kalpas, one cannot become free from karmic reactions in any way other than experiencing their results. Therefore, one must experience the results of good and evil deeds. There is no exception to that. Karma phala can give results even after many srishtis, so many kalpas. Punya papam gives the karma phalam of sukham and dukkham. We do not therefore require a god. We are now seeing Purva Mimamsaka's argument of Jaimini. So he says, Punya papam gives the karma phalam of sukham and dukkham. Where is the need for God? We do not therefore require a god at all. Laws of karma will take care of the phalam. Good karmas will give punya phalam, and punyam will give sukha phalam, and papa karma will give dukkha phalam. This is proved by Shruti itself. For example, it says, one who wants to go to Swargaloka, let him do good karma. Shruti says, if you do yaga, you go to Swarga. Here, Adrishtam is proved by Shruti. Shruti itself says, if karma produces result, where is the need of God at all? And by doing a karma, a yaga, if one can get Swarga, where is the need for Lord at all as a karma phala dhata? I have to introduce punya papa because karma does not produce result immediately. When you do a karma, a yaga, it doesn't produce result immediately. There is a lapse. Since sukham and dukkham is not produced immediately, you have to introduce punyam and papam. This is kept in the account. Somebody maintains that account. Punya balance, papam balance, and all that. Good karma is stored, bad karma is fructifies. All those things happen. And then one goes to temple crying or suffering some problem or the other. So between karma and phala, an account is maintained for the fructification of karma and karma phala. Somebody is maintaining an account between karma and phala. For this, you do not require a Bhagavan at all. A clerk can do that. Why you need a Bhagavan? That is the argument by Jaimini. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Dharmam Jaiminihi Atha Eva. Dharmam Jaiminihi Atha Eva. 40th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 358 Running Brahma Sutra. Dharmam Jaiminihi. Jaimini, he holds dharma, that is punya papa, as the giver of the results. Ataha eva, due to the same reason. This is the running meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Dharmam here refers to adrishta punya papa. Jaimini, Acharya Jaimini, Vedavyasa's student. Ataha eva means not, that doesn't refer to Ishwara. Ataha does not refer to Ishwara here, but due to the same pair of pramanams, namely Shruti Pramanam and Yukti Pramanam. That we saw. Yukti Pramanam we saw earlier, and also Shruti Pramanam. And now what is the pramanam? Shruti Pramanam is Swarga Kama Yajeta. Swarga Kama Yajeta. If a person wants to go to Swarga Loka, he does yagas in Kathopanishad also in the story. We have seen it. Nachiketas' father, Vajasravas, he does a yaga to get Swargaloka. He wanted to go to Swargaloka, he does a yaga. And Yukti Pramana is between action and result, there is a very big gap. You do the action, the result does not come immediately. Especially Swarga result will not come unless a person dies and goes to Swargaloka. So between action and the result, there is a very big gap. And for bridging the gap, you need an intermediary force. in the form of punyam and papam. So you do a karma, you are going to go to Swargaloka, and in between you are having a gap and you need an intermediary force, and that is punya papam. Punyam produces sukham, papam produces dukkha. Thus, the Shruti Yukti Pramanabhyam. Then Vyasacharya, what is the reply of Vyasacharya for this? For whatever Jaimini's contention, Purvamimamsaka's contention, we will see in the next shloka. The last sutra of this Adhikarana. Purvam tu badarayanaha hetu vyapadeshat. Purvam tu badarayanaha hetu vyapadeshat. 41st sutra, second pada, third chapter, 359th running Brahma Sutra. Vyasacharya answers and says, the former view alone is correct. Purvam, former view alone is correct. That is, Ishvara alone is karma paladhata. And why do we say so? Does it mean that punya papams are not there? The answer is no doubt. Karma produces punya papam, and even punya papas cannot give sukham and dukkham by themselves, because fructification of punya papa requires appropriate time, appropriate place, appropriate conditions. And it should be managed in such a way that the fructification of someone's punyam tallies with the someone's papam also, same person's papam. Punya papa produces the result backed by Ishvara. Punya papa produces the result backed by Ishvara. Ishvara is established as karma pala dhata. And the inquiry here is what? Who gives the palam to the karyam, that is the karmas here in the form of sukha and dukkha anubhava, experiences? Who gives that palam? Karma is action and palam is the sukha and dukkha bhoga. So here karma means Vaidika karmas. What is this? Talked about is Vaidika karma, even though all of the Laukika karmas can be included also, but here it is particularly Vaidika karma. Karma intended here as they are Shastra, Vaidika karmas alone. And this inquiry is necessitated because of the unique law of cause and effect given by the Tarka Shastra. This is cause and effect given by Tarka Shastra. Karya Niyata Purva Vrittihi Karanam. There is a sutra like that, Tarka Shastra. Karanam should invariably exist before the karyam. Karyam is effect. There should be cause. So karanam, cause, should invariably exist before the karyam effect. Also, invariably, not now and then. It should be invariably there, every time. Even if there is one exception, the karanam loses the karanam status. Even if there is one exception, karanam loses karanam status. If a particular disease, for example, is caused by a particular thing, and that can be accepted as karanam, only if it is there whenever the disease comes. If in one instance the karanam is absent, that karanam cannot be called karanam, even if it is absent in one instance. This is called niyata purva vrittihi. And the second rule is that not only it should precede the karyam, the effect, and it should precede the karyam immediately before, not remotely precedent, but proximately precedent. It should be immediately before the effect. The karanam should be immediately. So if the proximateness is not, karanam cannot be called karanam. If the proximity is not there, karanam cannot be called karanam. All accept this view of Tarka Shastra. All people, all darshanas accept this view. And we find a peculiar problem in the case of Vedic rituals. The phalam in the case of Vedic rituals comes after a long time. For example, Swarga Pala. Somebody does an yajna or something at the age of 40, 50, dies at the age of 90, then only if he goes to, that's a long time. The palam in the case of rituals come after a very long time. Swarga does not result immediately. Only after death it comes. It comes after death, and death comes after the prarabdhams are exhausted. Till prarabdham is exhausted, the death does not come. Between karma and swarga sukham, there is a very big gap. And therefore, a doubt can come as to how can karma be said to be the cause of swargasukham. Because karma and swargasukham, there is a very big gap. And therefore, a doubt can come as to how can karma be said to be cause of swargasukham. Karma and swargasukhams are distanced. And it does not comply with the second condition mentioned above. What was the second condition we said? It should be proximal immediately. It should precede the karyam immediately before, not remotely precedent, but proximately precedent. That's what we said earlier. So both Purva Mimamsaka and Uttara Mimamsaka, they face this question. Because according to them, one of the conditions is it should be immediately before, the karma should be immediately before, but it is not so in the case of Swarga Phala. And Vedanta, they solve it in a different way. Purva Mimamsaka says, karma and Swarga Sukham are not directly connected because of the ritual and the heavenly pleasure. Because of the ritual and the heavenly pleasure. You do the ritual now, heavenly pleasure comes after death. So they are not directly connected because this happens after a long time. Karma and Swarga Sukham are not directly connected because of the ritual. Therefore, to connect them, we require an intermediary link. And because of this, Purva Mimamsaka introduces a factor which is not said in the Vedas. And that factor is called Adrishtam or Apurvam. This means ritual does not directly produce the result. Ritual produces only Adrishtam or Apurvam, which is an invisible force, as we said in the beginning. Therefore, it is called Adrishtam. This is maintained in the account of the ritualist. Chitragupta writes it. It is in the name of the Jiva. And this Adrishtam is called Dharma here. The word Dharma is called Vaidika Karma. Vaidika Karma Janya Adrishtam or Apurvam. And it is this that produces the heavenly pleasures. Sukham in the heaven, in the Surga. The unexpected favorable event which you have not worked for, and that favor is not given by the Lord or the world. Who says? Purva Mimamsaka says, the unexpected favorable result or whatever event that you enjoy, that is not given by the Lord or the world, but it is the invisible dharmam that favors you, and that dharma is produced by karma, and that karma is done by you. And you might have done this in the immediate past or in the remote past janma. It can come even after several srishtis, as I mentioned. So whenever you see the incidents, you connect it to your own karma, and if it is favorable, you thank yourself. Or if it is unfavorable, you curse yourself. So according to Purva Mimamsaka, this Apurvam also is Jadam in nature. And it is Achetana Tattvam, being invisible force. The very word force indicates it is Achetanam or Jadam. Apurvam, the force, is also Achetanam. And the Purva Mimamsaka derives this Adrishtam with the help of Shruti and Yukti Pramana. Let the desirer of heaven, Swarga Kamaha, perform the ritual. This Shruti Vakyam is Pramana, which tells that karma produces palam, and it does not say God produces Swarga Loka, Swarga Palam. Yaga produces Swarga. Swarga is produced by Yaga and not by Bhagavan. For Yaga, we require Veda. Veda and Yaga are required for Swarga, not Lord. And we also use logic to arrive at, and Nyaya or Tarka Shastra by using logic. And we explain the phenomenon by introducing Apurva or Dharma principle. Yaga produces Dharma, and Dharma produces Sukham and Dukkham without the intervention of God. This is the philosophy of Purva Mimamsaka of Jaimini. So don't bring a God and confuse everyone, according to them. And Vedantins say, I do not accept your approach. And how is he going to refute this approach? We will see tomorrow, in the next week. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah Sri Krishna Narayana purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி.